This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pandemic continues to pressure all of us, and that includes pressure on the bottom lines of businesses. And among the costs now, workers who are opting not to get vaccinated, separate from those with exemptions. JP Morgan says it'll start deducting pay from unvaccinated workers to cover the cost of COVID testing. Delta Airlines has raised insurance premiums for unvaccinated workers. And United says paid leave for unvaccinated pilots is costing the company about $3 million a month, according to Bloomberg News. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab looked into these costs.
When businesses think about the cost of unvaccinated workers, they look at it in rings. The first innermost ring is the most obvious, the unvaccinated workers themselves. How much the employee will be out if they get sick, and how that will affect the cost of insurance premiums. But to move to the next ring...
You know, there are a lot of downstream decisions that need to be made.
Margie Rosenberg is a professor of risk and insurance at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says this is where calculating costs starts to involve some prediction, planning, and math.
The best thing that people can do is to estimate exposure. And then if they estimate exposure, then they can then more verbally talk about the impact on it.
Exposure is that second ring. For instance, what if an employee who's unvaccinated gets other employees sick and lots of workers are out at once? And how does this affect how much work gets done? John Dooney is with the Society for Human Resource Management.
If an employee isn't there to perform work, they're not producing for the company, and it hurts overall productivity.
He says it's an especially important question at a time when companies are having difficulty hiring and don't have a lot of extra hands. And the third and final ring...
I think the sales impact can be huge for certain type of business.
Gene Lai is a professor of risk management and insurance at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. He says it's important for consumer-facing businesses like airlines to figure out how mandating or not mandating employee vaccines will affect how customers feel. Right now, that's one of the trickiest parts of the puzzle.
Usually when we do prediction, right, we actually base on past experience. In this case, we don't have much past experience to do it.
But as more companies grapple with those decisions, data will grow, and companies within sectors will be able to better compare performance. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.